Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bill, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for the kind plug there.
Well, it's true. I don't know if you're a Knicks fan or not, but that's kind of like the FBI, the Richmond office, getting away with it based upon the DOJ here, Bill.
I was a big Knicks fan in the 70s with Walt Frazier and all those great Knicks, but professional basketball has lost me for a lot of different reasons. I just don't pay much attention to it anymore. I watch the young kids.
Okay. All right. So, Bill, we've seen this back and forth, and somehow or another, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, we can never get the Richmond office under oath. What is it they did that you think crosses the line here?
Well, you know, the latest thing with Michael Horowitz, he's the inspector general there in the DOJ, they did a report. I read the report. I'm glad I read it myself as opposed to depending on media accounts, which seem to overlook certain things. In any event, what it started out was, okay, we got this one nut job. Let's face it. There's this one crazy guy out there who is not a Catholic, by the way. He doesn't go to a Catholic church. He goes to a breakaway Catholic church. There's a very, very big difference right there. We're talking about one person who's a nut job who goes to a breakaway Catholic church and who entertains wild, violent ideas. He's a bigot. He hates Jews. He hates cops. He hates a lot of people. He's big into firearms and whatnot. Okay, so you got a real creep. Okay, wait a minute. Why are you investigating the Catholic church? They start off with traditional Catholics, radical traditional Catholics. You know, people go to the Latin Mass. All of a sudden, now they become a security threat. What are they, Antifa, Black Lives Matter? So why would they even bother with these people in the first place? And the FBI, in their conclusion, even said they had insufficient evidence to make this nexus, this connection between being a radical traditional Catholic and violence. So why did they just simply say, well, insufficient evidence? You're taking on one of the top world religions, and you're putting them under scrutiny because of defendant A. I searched it in vain. Who is defendant B? Where's C?
Yeah.
With Antifa and Black Lives Matter, you had throngs of people into the streets. You got one guy who's a nutcase, and this gives you an excuse of a probe on the Catholic Church. It's astounding.
It is, and we can't get them, you know, under testimony with Jordan to the point of your letter where this would be broken down. Is your sense that this is the one religion you can take a shot? I mean, what's your sense, Bill, of why they would go down this path?
I think it's because they're pro-life. That's what I think.
Okay.
I think this administration loves abortion. I say loves. They have a lust for abortion. I've never seen anything. Mr. Devout Catholic Biden, who's a disgrace to Catholics the world over, he should be at least. He's out there making the sign of the cross yesterday as he's talking about the wonders and the glory of abortion. But
before you go forward, I thought it was just me. I should have known Bill Donahue. I was going to tell you, did you see the footage? You did. And it's exactly, not once but twice, he's doing the sign of the cross with radical abortionists there. And the bishops, apparently, we don't see anything.
Well, they're willfully blind, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And some of them are a disgrace for not calling them out. Cowardice runs rampant. But let me tell you something. They interviewed the people in this breakaway Catholic church, okay? They asked them, because they were concerned, is he infecting others? Oh, that might be a logical thing for an FBI analyst to deal with. Is this guy having an effect on the congregants? They found out no. They all said that he was basically a freak, all right? I mean, they said words like he was doing things which are unusual, and it was very concerning. Okay, they knew he was a nut job. So he didn't have any effect. So why then, after they found out that the people whom he goes to church with, who are not members of the Roman Catholic Church, why should this now be an excuse to cast the net wider and go after men and women who are practicing Catholics in the Roman Catholic Church, even after they know that he's not having an effect on the people in this breakaway unit? The whole argument just simply implodes. No, the Biden administration is pro-abortion, pro-transgender, including child abuse. That's what it is. Child abuse. When you take an 18-year-old, cut off his or her genitals because they're going through a traumatic period in their adolescence, then the Biden administration is pushing this. They want to go out, and that's why Biden yesterday, everybody made a big deal about the sign of the cross. I'll address this tomorrow. He went after evangelicals. He talked about how Trump cut a deal with the evangelical base of the Republican Party. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're on a war path. They're going to go against anybody, particularly on abortion. It's the only thing they think they can run on. And they know that evangelicals and Catholics and Orthodox Jews and many Muslims and people of faith are not in favor of abortion, at least in terms of on demand and right. Through all 9 months. And so they want to go after that because they can't talk about the economy and foreign policy and everything else.
Bill, listen to, here is Christopher Wray yesterday when asked a question to Cut 5, Dan, about the protesters up there at Columbia. And I want to ask you about that. What he said about is the FBI monitoring what's going on there.
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily?
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned, when you have threats of violence. And so we have seen, even before October 7th, we saw a significant increase, especially in anti-Semitic threats and anti-Semitic violence.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence.
Okay. So, Bill, with all that's going on, and it's obvious they're being funded, there's various groups behind them. It's enormous. They are out of control what's going on. They are violent. It's clear he's downplaying that. And yet one of the major offices, the Richmond office, to your point, they're out there writing down license plates and things of this nature.
Yeah, I mean, we have pro-life people going to prison when James Revenge, who burns down the crisis pregnancy center, gets away with it. He says he's only concerned about violence, not protests. Well, January 6th was a rally which turned into a riot, and I'm not excusing everything that happened. But the violence that took place was by a cop who killed a woman who was a veteran. So, I mean, if you're interested, why did you have FBI people all over that? Now, he's just simply lied about that. Let's face it. The FBI should have a nose for certain kinds of things, and I'm not against them taking some kind of prophylactic measures to make sure that things don't get out of hand. But just don't lie to me. You have one guy who doesn't even go to a regular Catholic church, and you're going to have bringing down the whole church because of this? And meanwhile, you turn a blind eye. Look, I'm in New York City. My alma mater, I got a BA and PhD out of NYU. They're a disgrace. I refuse to give them a nickel anymore. And what they're doing with their Jew hatred. And there is violence, in fact. Don't act as if AOC says they're all peaceful. No, they're not. A Jewish woman in Yale almost got her eye knocked out. So and they've attacked the police here in New York City. So stop with this idea, Christopher Wray, that you're not interested in just demonstrations. Well, what demonstration went on with your defendant A? You got one nutcase, and it gave you a pretext to go after the Catholic Church.
Without a doubt. Bill, I wish you were a cardinal at times, because I just don't understand. I see here in Philadelphia, for example, we have a new mayor who's cracking down on so-called harm reduction, giving out needles and letting you overdose, or if you do overdose, bailing you out. And people like the Archbishop don't see this as a great opportunity to reaffirm moral matters. Does Cardinal Dolan, can he seize on this anti-Semitism that we're seeing at Columbia and push back on those forces?
Well, the one person who has spoken out the most that I know of is Father Roger Landry, whom I know personally. He's a very bright guy. I mentioned Father Landry because he's the Catholic chaplain at Columbia, and he put out a wonderful statement yesterday condemning what's going on. But we need to hear more Catholic voices.
Without a doubt. Where do we find the Catholic League and all that you're up to, Bill?
Yes, the website is Catholic League, one word, catholicleague.org, and you'll get a ton of information.
One part of that, what are the Los Angeles Dodgers going to do this year? Are we going to see those sisters there again or no? You stop.
Well, listen, if the New York Mets can beat them, I think they have enough problems.
Good stuff. Thank you, Bill.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.